Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Heading into game two tonight at Fenway Park. A familiar name to anybody who's a Red Sox fan or a sports fan for many, many years in and around Boston is now the Red Sox historian Gordon Eads, whose Twitter bio notes a successful run as a columnist. You were a columnist for many years in Boston, Gordon.
Yeah, you know, I had a 35-year run as a sports writer, including 18 in Boston.
Wow. 12
Boston Globe, 6 for ESPN. So, yeah, I've been around a little bit.
Yeah. We're big fans of your work. It's really, really great to talk to you. Of course, it's great to talk to you as the Sox are, you know, working through a series with the Dodgers for the World Championship. This is kind of big, right?
Well, I have to think that maybe the only person happier than a Red Sox fan this morning is that person in South Carolina who won
yes.
the lottery last
yeah.
night. But, you know, I know at least one billionaire, John Henry, who tell you that some things are priceless, and being in the World Series and having a chance to win another World Series may be one of them.
Yeah, I have to say, like, my grandfather was a huge Red Sox fan. He died never seeing them win a championship, and now my dad has seen them win three, and it might be four. It's just crazy that, like, we're almost going to be considered a dynasty, right?
You know, it's funny that when the Red Sox first came into existence, I'm putting my historian hat on, I guess, that team won four World Series in their first 16 seasons, and here we have an opportunity to do essentially the same thing in the 21st century.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty amazing. There's a lot of kids who think it's their birthright for the Red Sox to be
right?
in the World Series after lots of generations, as you just referenced.
Never saw it happen.
Exactly
yeah.
the opposite.
Yeah.
You mentioned the ownership. I think it's so interesting for somebody, you know, for people who've grown up around here who remember the previous ownership before John Henry and his group now. I mean, it seems like they just run the team and the park. There's an accessibility and sort of a, I don't know, access to fans that I don't remember with the previous owners. Is that possibly some of the reason why they're winning, or maybe just some of the reason why they're so popular these days?
Well, I think there's no question, and without sounding like the house organ,
yeah.
I think there's no question that John Henry and Tom Werner and in the beginning Larry Lucchino brought in an entirely new era here at Fenway Park, and that commitment to excellence across the board, not only putting a competitive team on the field, but to have as great a fan experience as possible. Every night that they throw open their doors, I think there's a significant difference. And I mean, you think about the $300 million they've spent on renovating Fenway Park.
Yep.
I remember. I mean, I drank the Kool-Aid myself, but you know, less than 20 years ago, previous ownership said that Fenway Park was unsustainable.
Right.
It was going to fall apart.
It
was economically untenable. And where would we be without Fenway Park today?
Mm.
Can I ask a question? Talk about Alex Cora, because I look at him and he just seems like so calm and so classy, and it's like everything he touches turns to gold. What is going on there?
In Cora, we trust. I mean, it's unbelievable. And a perfect example of that, again, occurred last night.
Brandon Nunez.
When we faced the left-handed pitcher in the postseason, Eduardo Nunez has always started.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, Alex, even though the Dodgers were throwing Clayton Kershaw, he started Rafael Devers. Devers gets a big hit. He saved Eduardo Nunez for a big spot, a matchup that he knew would come late in the game. It came against Alex Wood. Nunez hits a three-run home run and as a pinch hitter. And how rare is that in Red Sox history? You know, you mentioned your grandfather earlier in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's only been three players who've hit a pinch hit home run in World Series history. Bernie Carbo in 1975, and that's the grandson of a Fitchburg, Massachusetts mailman, Bobby Gilty, in the 2007 World Series against the Colorado Rockies. Nunez joined their company last night, and Cora can. You know, it's been impossible to second guess the man.
Yeah.
Everything he has done is, as you mentioned, turned to gold. And I mean, I don't want to put the a jinx on us, but I think it's worth mentioning that the team that's won Game One in the World Series has gone on to win the series 17 of the last 21 times. I mean, an exception was last year, unfortunately, when the Dodgers lost the first game and came back to Houston. But if we do win tonight, you know, each of the last 10 times a team's gone up 2-0 in a World Series, they've gone on to win.
Yes.
And we got Boston's new fan favorite, David Price, pitching tonight.
Yeah, I know he's back. We
not
love the guy.
Not bad. Thank you, Gordon. Oh, you're the best.
The Boston Red Sox. Red Sox historian. Great to talk with you. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.